弟兄姐妹平安。
请宣誓。
而且我刚随了父亲节快乐。
父亲节快乐。
I'm very happy to be here to share God's word with you today.
很高兴今天能够在这里跟大家分享神的话语。
I've been asking Pastor Pan, when are you going to invite me to come and preach?
我一直在问潘传道，你什么时候邀请我来国语堂来讲道呢？
And I think after about five times, he's finally got the message and invited me.
我想大概问了五次以后啊，他终于听懂了，就邀请我来这里。
Yeah, but I'm very appreciative of Pastor Pan. He is, I know this is kind of awkward for you to say, but I'm appreciative of Pastor Pan. He's been a very precious brother and really just has a heart of a pastor. So you are very blessed to have Pastor Pan.
Thank you.
Translate, please translate.
他说你们都有福了，
yeah, 你们都很被祝福，因为有潘牧师。
对不起，我没有翻译好。
Okay, anyway, okay. Well, I would like to just invite us to please let's if we could pray one more time, and please join me in word of prayer as we look into God's word.
我邀请大家，我们在看神的话语之前，我们再来一同祷告。
Father, thank you for your great love for us this day.
天父，感谢你对我们的爱。
And Lord, I pray that you would open up our hearts to your word by the power of the Spirit.
求你今天就用你的圣灵打开我们的心，能够听到你的话语。
May the church be made beautiful because of your word.
愿你的教会因着你的话语成为美好。
And we ask this for the glory of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名为他的荣耀祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I remember one of the first times when I was in China and I got to teach a group of pastors there.
我记得我刚开始在中国那时候要去教导一群的牧者。
And it was an intensive week-long class on the Book of Romans.
是这个一周的这个密集课程，就是专门在罗马书里面。
I didn't want to just simply lecture all the way through.
我就不想从头到尾从头讲到尾这样子。
Romans is a very dense and thick book.
这罗马书本身就是一个很密集、很内容很丰富的一本书。
And I wanted the students to really engage the text for themselves.
我希望这些这学员们每个都能够真的自己的跟罗马书有互动。
So I remember opening up the class in Romans 1 and Romans chapter 2, and I would ask these group of pastors to pair up with one another and then identify what do you think is the main theme of this chapter.
我记得我当时我在教罗马书第一章、第二章，我就叫这些牧师们他们两个两个分队的，他们来看一看，自己来看看，每一章它这个主题是什么
？And also, what questions come up as you study this text?
然后在看这个经文的时候，有什么问题冒了出来
I got a lot of quizzical looks.
我当时看到了很多很困惑的眼光。
And by lunchtime,
到中餐的时候
my coworker, my teammate,
我的这同工就来
told me that the pastors are talking about my teaching style.
他就来告诉我们说，哎呀，这些牧师们他们都在讨论有关你的这个教学的这个方式。
They didn't want to be rude, so they didn't talk to me directly.
他们不想要就是很粗鲁冒犯你所以他就跟我的那个同工来讲
But they were talking to my teammate who arranged the class and asking, why does he keep asking us all these questions?
所以他们就问他的那位同工，在协调这个课程的同工说，为什么这个朴老师老是问我们问题？
We expect him to teach us.
我们在等着他来教导我们。
Give us the truth.
把这真理教导我们。
Now, I thought that what I was doing was a good teaching method.
那我以为我所做的是一个很好的这种教学方式。
But their expectation was that I lecture all the way through, all day long, while they passively sit and just listen to me lecturing all day.
但他们期待的是，他们就坐在那里啊，只是被动的一直听这个朴牧师从头讲到尾，这样子让他听这个信息而已。
I really didn't want to do that.
那我确实不想要那样子做。
And I tried to persuade my coworker, my teammate.That I think this is a better way so that they can actually learn for themselves.
我试图说服我这位同工说，哎，我这种方式是可以帮助他们能够自己来学习啊，能够自己明白这个经文。
Of course, I would teach them.
当然我会教导他们。
But I want them to learn to think on their own as well.
但我也希望他们能够自己啊，动用脑筋自己来思考。
I began to realize from that experience that this was more than just a difference of educational philosophy.
那时候我就发现这个差别哈，这不同之处不单只是一个教学的方法、教学的方式的差别。
This actually gave me insight into what the underlying problem is sometimes in churches.
这也给了我一些想法，一些看见，说其实在教会里面所面对的一些问题是什么。
These pastors,
这些牧者们
expect me to spoon feed them.
他们就是期待着我这样子像填鸭似的这样子来教导他们。
And then when they go back to preach in their churches, they will then do the exact same thing to their people.
然后他们回到自己的教会里面，也是做同样的事啊，是像填鸭似的来教导他的会众。
Some of these pastors pastor more than one church; they pastor multiple churches.
有些就是牧师，他们要去牧多个不同的堂会。
Because there are not enough teachers or pastors to go around, so they go from church to church teaching different people.
因为没有足够的牧师或教师在他们当中，所以他要去好几个教会这样子来教不同的人。
Meanwhile, they're very tired and running ragged.
同时他们自己每个人都已经累坏了。
They preach long sermons.
他们这个讲很长的道。
And the people sit there passively listening the whole time.
那大家只是坐在那里这个被动的就从头听到尾。
And they're not actually doing the work of the ministry.
他们其实是没有在做神的工。
These pastors are oftentimes viewed as the professional expert.
他们这些牧者常常被看为是叫像属灵事务的一些的这些专家。
And the congregation members are viewed simply as people who just simply take in the information.
然后这会众呢，只是坐在那里只是被动的吸收这些资料。
But they are not empowered to actually do the work of the ministry.
他们并没有被赋予能力去真的是做神的工。
And I saw this all throughout the churches in China.
我在中国的教会看到这是很普遍的一个现象。
And to me, this is a very unhealthy model of church.
对我来讲，我觉得这是一个很不健康的教会模式。
Here in America,
在美国
we have a different formula, but the same mentality.
我们有一个好像不一样的一个公式但是其实背后的这个想法是一样的。
We look at the big, fancy churches.
我们看那种很大就是宏伟的这种教会。
And church leaders secretly in their heart want the exact same thing.
我们甚至很多我们教会的这些领导人都还希望我们的教会能够像他们一样。
So what we do is we find the most dynamic preacher we could find.
所以呢，我们去找到就好像最有活力的讲员。
Have a very good worship experience.
有很好的这个敬拜的这个经历。
And then that will be the formula to make the church very strong.
然后这个就是一个使教会强壮的一个公式。
If people can come to the worship,
如果人来到教会崇拜。
Receive a great message, they feel satisfied.
听了一篇很好的道，听了自己心里很满足。
They felt like they were in the presence of God.
然后也感觉自己在神与神同在当中。
But for the most part, most of the church members are left very passive.
但是大部分的会众，其实他们走的时候，他们还是十分被动的。
And then church becomes more centered upon a few leaders and personalities. and good performers.
那教会就变成只是有几个有能力的这些领袖，再加上有一些这个很好的这个像表演者这样子。
But I think the New Testament vision of church is very different.
但是新约里面这个教会的图画是很不一样的。
Where the Spirit of Jesus is at the very center of the church.
耶稣的灵是教会的中心。
And you have passionate followers and worshippers of Jesus.
你有一些很热情的这些跟随基督的这些信徒。
Who are filled with prayer and the Word of God.
或充满了各样的祷告跟这个神的话语在他们当中。
They're growing in their faith and they're learning to minister to one another.
他们在这个灵命成长也彼此的服侍。
It's an army of ministers who are going out in their community, their neighborhood, their families, who are ministering in the name of Jesus.
所以他们是一个组成一个服侍的大军在他们的家中，在他们的社区来到出去服侍神。
This year in our church, our theme has been fruit-bearing faith.
今年我们教会的主题是这个活出结果子的信心。
And in the English congregation, my question now is, what does it mean to be working for Jesus?
在我们英文堂的时候，我们的问题是什么？我给他们的问题是什么？叫做为神而工作。
What is the goal of the church?
那个神的教会它的目标是什么
？And my idea is that a healthy and Christ-honoring church is not measured by the number of people, but by followers of Jesus who are committed to serving Christ and one another with the goal of maturity in Christ.
在我的心中在我看来，一个健康的教会它的衡量的标准不是是人数的多少或者外表看起来怎么样而是这些信徒们他们是不是真的是在生命里面真的是能够被神改变 lost a little. Was a little long.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I have just a couple of main points I would like to share.
Yeah, 我只有一两个重要的这个信息要跟大家分享。
And that is that our job as pastors is to equip you to do the ministry.
我们作为牧者，我们的工作是要装备你们去为神而。
Look at verse 11.
我们来看第十一节。
Let's read. Could you read verse 11 and 12?
Okay, 我们来看这个第十一、十二节。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Now, Jesus is the one who designed the church, and so he knows how it best runs.
耶稣是那个设计教会的人，那他也知道教会应该怎么样子运作，是最好的。
And here we find five different offices that Jesus gives to the church.
我们在这里看到这个他有给这个教会有五个不同的职分。
They play a unique role. You have the apostles.
他们都有独特的一些功能一些使命或者功能。他第一个是有使徒。
The apostles are kind of like missionaries or church planters who go out to new areas to preach the gospel.
那使徒呢就好像是宣教士他们到不同的地方来宣扬福音。
Apostle literally means sent one.
这个使徒他的意思就是被差派出去的。
It's not just the 12 followers of Jesus, but it's anyone whom the Spirit of Jesus calls to be sent out.
那不只是指历史上这十二位使徒，而是任何被神的灵所呼召而被差派出去的。
Then you have prophets.
然后你有先知。
These are proclaimers of God's truth.
这些是传讲神的真理的人。
You have evangelists.
你有传福音的。
And evangelists are uniquely gifted to preach the gospel.
那传福音的是他们有特别有神的恩赐来传讲神的福音。
And then you have pastors and teachers.
然后你还有牧师和教师。
The pastors and teachers are the ones who shepherd the church, they provide direction, and then they equip the people to do the work of the ministry.
牧师和教师他们被神呼召，他们来牧养教会他们来装备信徒能够这个成就基督在地上要做的工作。
Now, these five offices are a very small minority in the church.
但这五个不同职分呢，只是在教会里面的很小很小的一部分。
But God never designed just for these five offices to be doing the work of ministry. He designed the church so that every brother and sister, every member is a minister in the church.
神没有设计这个教会只是为让了这五种职分的人来做教会的事工，而是让每一个教会的弟兄姐妹都能够在神的事工里面有所投入。
According to the Bible,
按照圣经来说，
Jesus has given me the job description to equip you to do the actual work.
根据圣经，神给了我这个职分来装备你们去做神的工。
My job,
as
I tell the English congregation, is to work myself out of a job.
我的工作是一直持续的做，直到我不需要工作了。
I want to equip the people in our church to the point where they can replace me.
我要这个装备我们教会的信徒，直到有一天他们可以完全取代了我。
Now, I want you to shift your paradigm. A lot of times, we ask this question, pastors, are you in full-time ministry?
我希望你们转变一下一个思考模式。很多时候我们问这些牧者们就说，你是不是这个全时间服事的？
And when we ask this question, are you in full-time ministry? What we're saying is, did you go to seminary, get a degree, and did you get ordained, and...Are you getting paid full time now to do this?
我们问你这个牧者们这个问题是说，你有没有去神学院拿到一个学位哈？然后有没有被案例？然后有没有被付这个全职的薪水？然后在这里做这个神的事工
？Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
这个没有任何的问题。
I went to seminary. I have a degree. I got ordained.
我去了神学院，拿到了学位，也被案例。
However,
但是。
Every single brother and sister, according to Jesus, is called to full-time ministry.
但是其实每一个弟兄姐妹根据圣经的教，跟耶稣的话，我们都被他呼召要成为全时间的服事。
The Bible does not make a distinction between us and you in terms of ministry in the kingdom of God.
在圣经里面没有分别说这个站在台上的牧者跟台下的会众是在神的教会里面有任何的分别。
I happen to be compensated for what I do. I happen to earn a living through the gospel so that I can concentrate full time on the ministry of the word and equipping.
我被教会受薪可以用着传道来过活，让我能够把这个我们的焦的力气跟焦点都放在神的话语跟装备信徒之上。
And I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
我为能够有这个机会来服侍我十分的感恩。
But I am not any more called to ministry than you are.
但是其实我并没有比你们更有这个呼召是要去服侍。
What would it mean if you saw yourself in your workplace?
这个意思，这意思就是，如果你看到你自己在你的工作岗位上，
in your neighborhood, in your families,
在你的社区，在你的家庭里面，
in your community,
在你的整个社区里面，
if you saw yourself as a full-time minister,
你有没有看自己成为一个全职的服事者？
In the church, in the way that you serve each other, you are a full-time minister.
在教会里面，你们的彼此相交，其实是应该显出你是全时的服事者。
I just went to this past weekend, Davis, to watch and celebrate my second daughter's graduation.
我刚刚从这个Davis 回来我这个庆祝我女儿的这个毕业典礼。
And we were staying in a hotel in Sacramento.
我那时候住在在北加的Sacramento 的一个旅馆里面。
And then I realized that there's a difference between staying in the hotel versus staying in your home.
那时候我就发现，住在旅馆跟住在家里是不一样的。
You stay at the hotel.
你住在旅馆里。
You wake up.
你醒过来。
You don't have to make your bed.
你不需要这个整理床铺。
You use the towels.
你就随便用那个毛巾。
You just drop the towel on the floor.
用完就丢在地上。
You turn on the air conditioning all day long.
你整天这个空调都是开着的。
You don't care whether it's going to cost money or not.
你不用管这个电费会不会很贵这样子。
You expect great service.
你等着会被有很好的服务。
And if you don't like the service or you don't like the hotel, you give them a bad rating on Google.
如果你不喜欢的话，不喜欢这个旅馆的话，你就是在一个这个给他一个很坏的评价，在这个网上。
When you're at home, you can't do that.
如果你在家里的话，你没办法这样做。
You're always watching the electric bill.
你常常都在看这个电费会不会太贵。
You use a towel as long as you can before you have to wash it.
你这毛巾用到实在不行，才拿去洗。
If there are things on the house, you know, that's messed up, you pick it up, you clean your house as much as you can.
如果家里有什么东西乱了，东西掉在地上，你会捡起来，把它收拾好。
It's a difference between consuming versus owning.
这就是你只是作为一个消费者的这个概念，跟这个你真的是作为这个一家之主的这种概念不一样。
I'm afraid that too many Christians come to the church viewing it as a hotel.
我觉得好像可惜啊，可能很多的基督徒来到教会啊，是以这种消费者，好像觉得住在旅馆这样的心态来。
I want a great sermon.
我想要听到一个好的讲道。
I want great worship.
我想要一个很好的敬拜的经历。
And if I don't like it, then I'm going to complain.
如果我不喜欢的话，我会抱怨。
But God wants you to treat the church as a house.
但是神啊，要我们啊，把教会当做我们的家。
Where everyone is taking full responsibility for its upkeep.
要每一个人，我们都有责任啊，来维持神的家。
To not critique or criticize the church, but rather love the church.
不是在教会里面抱怨这个抱怨那个，而是真的爱神的教会。
And that leads to the second point, that is that your primary job.Is to be full-time ministers who help each other become more like Christ.
这带入我的第二点，就是你们的最重要的工作啊，是帮助彼此能够在基督里面啊，逐渐的成熟。
So here's the goal, verse 13.
啊，第十三节啊，这是这个啊目标啊，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The goal of the church.Is to grow in our faith to know Christ so that everyone becomes mature in Christ.
我们教会的目标是让每一个人都在基督里成长，使我们能够越来越像基督。
If I ask you what is the definition of success in the church, what would you say?
如果我问你啊，一个教会成长啊是什么样子呢？一个教会的成功是怎么样子呢？
How will we know if we've really fulfilled God's purpose?
我们怎么知道我们已经完成了神的这个目的在这个教会呢？
I know in America we gauge it by the ABCs.
我们知道在美国啊，常常我们都用 ABC 这个方式来衡量一个教会。
A attendance.
A 是这个人数，聚拜的崇拜的人数。
B is building.
B 就是 building， 就是这个建筑物，这个建筑漂不漂亮。
And three is cash.
第三是 cash， 就是现金。这教会是不是有钱的教会？
But nowhere in the Bible does God talk about those metrics.
但是在圣经里面没有一个地方神用这样子的标准来衡量教会。
What God is looking for is Christ-likeness, faith, and maturity in Christ.
神所看的就是与基督相似那个在信心里面的成长跟基督一样子那种。
And I believe that if the depthof our relationship with God is there, then the breadth will take care of itself.
我相信，如果我们在神里面，每个人的深度足够，我们这个广度就一定会够。
So what does that look like? What does maturity look like?
那在这样的成熟是什么样的一个样子呢？
Three things.
有三样。
First is discernment.
第一个是分辨力。
Look at verse 14.
我们来看十四节。使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
According to the Bible, spiritual maturity looks like you growing to understand God's word, so that you can discern the truth of what God's word says and not get swayed by every different kind of teaching that you hear or the latest kind of teaching.
根据圣经来讲, 属灵的成熟, 就是我们有能力 去看圣经, 明白圣经的真理, 而不被你所听到各种各样奇奇怪怪的这些理念 而影响, 能够分辨什么是符合圣经的真理。
There's a lot of teaching out there that sound truthful and that sound good.
在外面有很多的，这你听到很多的这个讲的道理， 诶，听起来好像是真实的， 好像也是很好的。
But that are actually not biblical.
但是他们却不是符合圣经真理的。
This has been true in the days of Jesus and Paul, and it's true today as well.
在耶稣和保罗的年代， 那个是这样子， 现在也是如此。
I've been in vocational ministry. I've been a pastor teacher.
我已经是全职做这个服侍，作为一个牧者多年。
For about close to 30 years now.
已经差不多30年了。
And in the close to 30 years that I've been, you could say, a vocational pastor or following Jesus, I've heard a lot of different kinds of teachings.
作为一个职业的传道人，我有听到过很多不同的这些话语、这些道理。
I've heard Christian cults who add righteousness, works righteousness to the finished work of Jesus on the cross.
我们听到有些异端，他们把更多的这些行为的标准加在基督已经完成的这个救恩之上。
I've heard teachings of free grace, cheap grace at the expense of holy living.
我也听到有些人说，这个已经完全得救，而不需要有这个很圣洁的生活。
I've heard emotionalism where if you just simply do this or that, it will take you to a new spiritual high.
我也听到有一些是专注人的情感，好像你做这个那个，让它就可以把你带到更高的这个情感的深处，高处。
Rather than the hard work of dying to yourself daily, taking up your cross and following Jesus.
而不是天天背起自己的十字架，再来神面，来跟随主，付上代价。
There's always some kind of teaching that takes you away from the gospel.
总是有各种各样的教导，想要把你带离福音的真理。
From the kingship of Jesus.
从以耶稣为主。
And simple trust and obedience to the word of God.
单单纯纯的信靠，跟随主的话语。
So the Bible calls us to grow in discernment of scripture so that when we hear this, we can discern.
圣经告诉我们，要有这个属灵的分辨力，所以当我们听到这些时候，就知道什么东西是跟随圣经的教导，什么不是。
By the way, how much longer do I have?
It's okay.
Okay. The second thing is to speak truth in love.
第二样是在以爱心说诚实话。
Look at verse 15.
我们来看第15节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长。 凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Ministry can be boiled down to these five words: speak the truth in love.
这个我们的服事可以真的是浓缩到这几个字，这个用爱心说诚实话。
Now, Sunday morning, what you do is you come to worship God, and then you are equipped with the Word of God.
礼拜天早上，你来到教会，这个被神的话语来装备你。
You have some interaction maybe before service or after service, maybe 10 minutes.
你可能在这个崇拜前后，大概有十来分钟，彼此之间的一些互动。
So you get to ask, how are you doing?
What did you do?
But it's very surfacey.
这个好像很表面的一些问候。
In order for you to speak the truth in love,
但如果要以爱心说诚实话,
you must grow deep in your community and relationships with each other.
你要在你们彼此之间关系上面能够成长得更加的深。
And when you grow deep in your relationship, sometimes you begin to see faults in one another. Other people see your faults.
当你们彼此关系更加紧密的时候，你可能会慢慢看到彼此之间的一些不好的地方。
And speaking the truth in love involves being able to speak out of love into one another's lives.
用爱心说诚实话，表明说我们需要能够愿意跟彼此能够说出他们生命里面的一些问题。
But it also means learning to comfort each other, encourage each other, speaking the truth of God's word with one another.
但这也指说指向，就是我们也需要能够彼此的安慰，用神的话语彼此的鼓励。
My wife and I lead a community group on Sunday night. We meet every single, except for summer, we meet every Sunday evening.
Yeah, 我和我太太有在带一个这个社区小组那我们每个礼拜都有聚会除了这个在这个夏天放假以外。
We meet in each other's homes.
我们在不同人的家里聚会。
Every Sunday we have dinner together.
每个礼拜天我们都一起共进晚餐。
After I've done the full morning of preaching, I'm tired.
我在这个早上讲完道这个一整天以后，我就到了晚上我都很累。
I don't feel like going to my own community group.
我都真的是甚至不想要去我自己的这个社区小组。
I want to just stay at home and take a nap and rest.
我就希望我只能回家我睡个觉休息一下。
But I have been amazed that every single time when I go to my community group that my wife and I lead.The Holy Spirit works in a very special way so that I am encouraged. I'm encouraged in a fresh way.
但我让我常常很惊讶的是，但是每一次跟我和我太太去参加这个这个社区小组的时候，我都觉得被神的圣灵很特别的给我一些感动，让我能够重新得力。
Every week, someone shares their personal testimony.
每个礼拜都有人讲出他们个人的见证。
We're discussing scripture and the sermon together.
我们一起来讨论圣经跟当天的讲道。
In the kitchen, we have these conversations and we're talking about what God is doing in our lives.
然后在我们厨房里面，我们有这些很好的一些交通，我们有些聊天，我们讲讲神在我们各自的生命里面做了什么事。
What all of this is speaking the truth in love.
我们大家都在用爱心说诚实话。
We're growing deep in our relationships with one another.
我们在我们的彼此的关系当中越来越深入。
And this is how God grows His body, matures the body of Christ.
这是主怎么样子来使他的身体能够长进的方式。
And then finally,
那最后
the third way of maturity is using your gifts to serve.
但第三点呢，讲到是用你的恩赐去服侍。
Look at verse 16.
我们来看第16节，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Paul uses the analogy of a body to describe its health.
保罗用这个身体的比喻来讲这个什么是健康的教会。
How do you develop a healthy body is you have to exercise physically and you have to eat nutritiously.
你怎么样有个健康的身体呢？你要常常运用整个家体的身体的各个部分要好好的锻炼，然后你要吃一些健康的食物。
And this is the same in the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里面也是如此。
Is that every single one of you?Has been gifted by the Holy Spirit with a unique spiritual gift.
你们当中的每一位都有神赐在你们身上很独特的属灵恩赐。
And there are many things that you can do that neither of us pastors could ever do.
有很多事是只有你可以做，我们这些牧者都没有办法做的。
Some of you are amazingly gifted with hospitality.
你们当中有些人是很会款待。
Or administration abilities.
要很会这些处理一些事物。
Or special mercy and compassion.
或者你还蛮有的慈爱，很能够去关怀别人。
And when you exercise the gift that God has given you, then the whole body can grow together in a healthy way.
当你运用神给你的这些恩赐的时候，神的整个身体都能够被建立起来。
When I was a young pastor,
我当我还是一个很年轻的。牧者的时候
I felt a lot of pressure.
我觉得有很大的压力。
I felt that I needed to be good at everything.
我觉得我好像每样事情都要能够做得很好。
I have to be a good teacher.
我要是一个很好的教师。
I have to be a good leader.
我是要很好的领袖。
I have to be a good administrator.
我是很好的处理事务的人。
I have to be very good at mercy and compassion.
我是需要蛮有慈爱，很知道怎么关怀别人。
I have to be a really good counselor.
我要需要很知道怎么给别人这做这个面谈协调这对。Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.But I am so glad
yeah.
that God has freed me from that pressure.
但是我很感谢神啊，神把我从这种压力当中疏解出来。
As I see that the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, many of them are far better than I am at these things.
但我放眼看去，看到在座的弟兄姐妹当中，有很多人在这些不同的方面比我更有能力。
I don't have to be the best at these things.
不需要每样东西我都是最好的。
That's why God has given each brother and sister, each member, a special gift that they can use to edify the body.
这就是为什么神给你们当中每一位弟兄姐妹都有独特的这些属灵能力，这个恩赐能够我们一起运用来建立基督的身体。
It's been a great joy for me in the English congregation to see how gifted.The brothers and sisters in Christ are, and how they're exercising their gifts to do all kinds of ministry out in the community, inviting each other in their homes, ministering, shepherding one another.
Yeah, 我看到在我们的英语堂很多弟兄姐妹，他们很愿意打开他们家邀请社区的人到他们这里来，也他们也彼此在爱中彼此的服侍真的是让我看到心里很欣慰。
And if we do these things, this is how we can see.A Christ-honoring, healthy church.
如果我们做这些事情，我们就会看到我们怎么样子能够建立一个荣耀神的一个成长成熟的教会。
Brothers and sisters, let's love one another. Let's minister to one another. Use our gifts to serve one another.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们彼此相爱彼此的服侍一起的来建立教会。
Because Jesus is worthy.
因为我们的主耶稣。他配得我们这样子的服侍。
You're not serving us.
你不是在服侍这个牧者。
You're serving for Christ in His glory.
你们是为了基督，为了耶稣他的荣耀而服侍。
And to make His church beautiful.
而让他的教会能够是有一个完美的形态。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for Your Word.
天父，我们感谢你赐下你的话语。
Lord, I pray that You would help.Each one here to serve your body for your glory.
我求你真的是帮助我们每一位都能够运用我们的恩赐来建立基督的身体。
Give us hearts that would seek to really love and serve and not just consume.
给我们那个真的是愿意去服侍的心，而不是只是消费者的心。
We ask this for your glory.
为了你的荣耀我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.